Let's go.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My dingling.
TV Talk with Steve Moak.
Oh, let's kill this music.
Yes, let's get on to the serious stuff with our mate Steve Moak. Moaky, winter is almost over for Game of Thrones fans.
Oh, I know. Today, the very final episode of the biggest TV show in the world. Good morning, Matt and Lou, and I cannot wait.
Oh, how about the backlash, though? There's a big petition at change.org saying they should scrap this whole series and get new writers, Moaky.
And do it again.
Over a million people have signed that petition, and you know what I think?
What?
They all need to put their TVs back in their boxes and send them back to the people they bought them from, because they don't deserve to have them.
I agree with you. It's like, the writing's been fine up until now, and it's the same people writing it, so why is it all suddenly gone pear-shaped? It's because it's finishing and they're sad.
Oh, boo-hoo, children. My character didn't end the way I wanted it to end.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's all right. Draw some fan art and put it on Twitter. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. Dress up as Daenerys and go to the kitchen.
Exactly. Go do your grocery shopping.
Bring back Sean Bean!
Maybe that'll happen. Who knows?
Oh, I want it to happen so badly.
Anyway, it's happening today. Is it about 11 a.m, Moaky?
That's correct. 11 a.m, and Sean Bean will be appearing in a bag.
Oh,
now he won't.
The head of Bean.
A little bit charred.
All right, let's move our attention to Eurovision.
Mm.
The delightful Kate Miller-Heidke.
She was amazing.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
But
she knows how to sing.
Does she ever? As ridiculous as it is that we're in Eurovision, I wanted us to win.
It was,
and we well should have. You know, like all of the, again, here's where the pollsters sort of dip out. Everyone was suggesting we were going to come at least second.
Yeah.
The end result, however, was we were beaten by, I don't know what that was.
By this?
Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. How boring is this?
It just sounds like he's got a bit of a heartbreak and he needs to get out. Maybe he signed the change.org petition.
Maybe he did. Maybe he's sad that Game of Thrones is finishing.
Yeah. You know what someone said to me that was quite funny? It said it was like just an episode of The Voice or something.
Yeah, yes.
Speaking of which, The Voice kicked off last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah, was it good?
No. I forgot. What do you mean?
In fact, this year it was, well, we're introducing a thing called All Stars where past contestants are performing and competing.
What?
So we met last night Prinny Stevens. Remember her from the very first season of The Voice?
Oh, you've had a go. Go away.
She got another go.
That's not fair.
Well, they're running out of talent. So
maybe they are.
And
that
finally,
is the problem, Matt? Yes.
Before we go, we were talking myself and Lou about this off air. Election night is the time for graphic artists to shine.
Yes.
Who won?
Who won?
Best
Which graphic artist was the best?
Oh, jeepers! It certainly wasn't that bishop boot thing, whatever the hell that was.
Oh, that was ridiculous. But I did like Channel
9's.
What
was that?
They had some boot shoe thing where they booted Tony Abbott off the.
On what channel was that?
9.
That was on
that was
nine.
The only
Channel
thing.
Nine.
I did like the rest of their graphics, though. I thought they were quite cool, the pop-up graphics.
Yeah, look, we had Michael Rowland walking around the ABC halls and you know, columns popping up out of the ground. We had Mark Riley in Canberra with sort of magical chairs flying around.
I
him
love
out
the magical
forecourt.
Chairs.
Oh, cool.
With all sorts of things going on. Look, it is a tough one. How do you represent who's going to get 76 seats? We're not even sure we know yet.
Nah, but the graphic artists, well done to all of them because it's their time to shine.
Yeah.
It's Christmas on election night for them. What's on tvblackbox.com.au, Moaky?
Look, we are keeping you across all the things. Of course, there'll be a recap of today's Game of Thrones finale. We are making sure you know who is on Q&A tonight. Plus, all of the ratings wrap from last week, including the chaos that brought because of the election on Saturday. Who won the election coverage? Who really cares? All of it on TV.
Thank you, Moaky, father of dragons. We'll talk to you next week.
Keeper of stones, sitter in chair.
Yeah, whatever. Bring back Ned Stark. It's Lou and Matt's Triple M.